revival in my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Monday. Hope you had a great day in church yesterday. We're going to have a wonderful time this week on the broadcast every day. I'm speaking at about a place where I am going to a city real soon. I don't know when, but certainly closer to going to that city than staying here. That is, I've lived a long life, a good life, a great life, but heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. It seems like lately it's always on my mind. Heaven! We have folks in heaven, all of us, and above all, I want to see my Savior, first of all. Bright in the corner where you are. Let's not get so heavenly-minded. We're not any earthly good ones, someone said years ago. And I want to enjoy the journey. And by the way, I kind of want to live life. Want to accomplish as much as I can. But also someone said you can't threaten a Christian with heaven. Well, what a joy to be able to think of that beautiful place one day in the presence of God. No more night, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sin. Brighten the corner where you are. Thank you for listening today.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from the harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Here for all your talent you may surely find a need. Here reflect the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand the bread of life may feed. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from the harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from the harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are.
Brighten the corner where you are. The men's ensemble is going to sing for us. He speaks. We'll get to that in a moment. I love talking about heaven. I'm ashamed. I don't preach that much about heaven. I should. I can recall, the message I recall is Curtis Hudson preaching here, heaven. It's a prepared place. And he goes on all the letter P's there and for people and the presence of God. I forget all of it right now, but I just remember he painted such a wonderful picture about the fact that heaven was such a wonderful place. Soon and very soon, we're going to go see the King. Well, today, I'm going to ask you to go to Revelation chapter 21, and I believe I'll get there. But I've read to you years ago this illustration of Charles Fuller's broadcast in Pasadena, in Long Beach, California, at the Municipal Auditorium. You know where that Queen Mary sits, right on this side of it, on the ocean side. It's Ocean Boulevard, I believe, right there. They had the big 3,000-seat auditorium. And in the 40s and 50s, he'd fill it on Sunday afternoon. And they're shipping, especially during the war, young men out to war from right there. He'd call his wife, Honey. And he'd say, Honey, read a letter from one of our boys. And it was just a great, I can remember as a boy, we had a white, a little ivory color AM radio, no FM then, just AM. And we'd come home from church, eat lunch, and then my dad have the old-fashioned revival hour a little bit later in the day. It was always such a good time. I want to read you a letter from that in just a moment. And the men's ensemble sing it to us right now. He speaks. And I tell you what, God's going to speak to you today. God's going to speak to me today amid all the clamor of this world. Would you listen to this song? The men sing, He Still Speaks.
Amidst the hustling, clamoring world, sometimes it's hard to hear the voice of God speaking to my soul. But in my quiet time alone, when I approach His holy throne, His tender words fall gently on my ear. He still timeless words ring out with hope today. He still speaks. I know His voice. Sweeter sound
Charles Fuller once announced that he'd be speaking on the subject of heaven the following Sunday. During the week, he received this beautiful letter from an old man who was very ill. The following is part of the letter. Next Sunday, you are to talk about heaven. I'm interested in that land because I've held a clear title to a bit of that property for over 55 years. I did not buy it. It was given to me without money, without price. But the donor purchased it me at tremendous sacrifice. I'm not holding it for speculation since the title's not transferable. It's not a vacant lot. The more than half a century I have been sending materials out of which the greatest architect and builder of the universe has been building a home for me will never need to be remodeled nor repaired because it will suit me perfectly individually and it will never grow old. Termites can never undermine its foundation, for they rest on the rock of ages. Fire cannot destroy it. Floods cannot wash it away. No locks or bolts will ever be placed on the doors, for no vicious person can ever enter the land where my dwelling stands, now almost complete and almost ready for me to enter and abide in peace eternally without fear of being ejected. There's a valley, a deep shadow between me and the place where I live in California, and to that I shall journey to in a very short time. I cannot reach my home in that city of gold without passing through the dark valleys of shadow. I'm not afraid because the best friend I've ever gone through has gone through the same valley long ago, and he drove out all the gloom. He has stuck by me through all thin and thick since we first became acquainted 55 years ago. I hold his promise in printed form never to leave me nor to forsake me. He will be with me as I walk through the valley of the shadow. I'll not lose my way when he is with me. I hope to hear your sermon on heaven next Sunday from my home in Los Angeles, California. But I have no assurance that I'll be able to do so. My ticket to heaven has no date marked on it for the journey, no return coupon, and no permit for baggage. Yes, I'm ready to go, and I may not be here while you're talking next Sunday evening. But I'll meet you there someday. I tell you, I thank God for heaven. I've read that to you before years ago. I read it on my Friday broadcast. You know, I'm going to get to the scripture. I hope I'm running out of time quickly. I went to the Philippines many, many years ago for the first time. And while I was there, Brother Rick Martin in Iloilo had his people sing a song. Now, like many of you that have been saved for years, I know the songs in the hymn book. I mean, rarely can you stump me with maybe some new song, but you can't generally stump me. I know the songs like you do. But they sang a song. It's an old song, and I never heard it before. There's a holy and beautiful city whose builder and ruler is God. John saw it descending from heaven when in Patmos in exile he trod. Its high massive walls of jasper, the city itself pure of gold. And when my frail tent here is folded, mine eyes its glory behold. In that bright city, page 171 in our songbook, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a harp and a crown. Now I'm waiting, watching and waiting, longing for that white city that's soon coming down. No sin is allowed in that city, and nothing defiling or mean. No pain, no sickness can enter. No crepe on the doorknob we see. Earth's sorrows and cares are forgotten. No tempter is there any to annoy. No parting words ever spoken. There's nothing to hurt or destroy. This is no heartaches in that city. And my loved ones are gathering yonder. My friends here are passing away. And soon I shall join in that bright number and dwell in eternity's day, heaven. I'll get to Revelation 21, but I want to read that story. I want to read that song. Let's get our mind looking unto Jesus. Think of that city today. Think about going there. And as we think about going there, let's make good investments here as we journey through life. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.